Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is the greatest nation on God's green earth, despite the fact that a lot of people have been looking forward to Nancy Pelosi offering her name to join the growing throng, it's now a 29, of Democratic members of the House of Representatives who have decided to retire, to pack it in with every kind of polling and historical analysis and historical patterns. The president's party usually does poorly, and sometimes very poorly. Obama did horribly. In 2010, that Tea Party election, right after Obama was elected, the Democrats lost 63 seats. I mean, it was bad for the Democratic side of things. And for a while, it made a real difference in the public, and the Republican Party basically became a more conservative and, for a while at least, a more unified party. Well, we're not now talking about the Trump era, but certainly the pre-Trump era in the last 6 years of the Obama administration. In any event, Nancy Pelosi is, despite her age, she will be 82 during this upcoming campaign. Nancy Pelosi made an announcement eagerly greeted by all of her supporters. Listen. Clip three.
Hello, it's Nancy. Thank you for the opportunity to share some thoughts with you, our VIPs, our volunteers in politics, in our ongoing engagement for the people. Thank you for being a constant source of new, fresh ideas and political activism to help Democrats deliver and to defend democracy. Thank you for giving me the privilege to represent our city and our San Francisco values in the Congress. Human rights, reproductive justice, LGBTQ equality, respect for immigrants, and care for each other. When people ask me what are the three most important issues facing the Congress, I always say the same thing. Our children, our children, our children. That is my why I am in Congress. For the children. This is my story, and this is my song. As you hear me say, when you're in the arena, you have to be able to take a punch or throw a punch for the children.
Doesn't that sound like you should notify CPS? Somebody says, I'm about taking a punch or throwing a punch for the children. Now, I'm not accusing Nancy Pelosi here of being a child abuser, but I don't know. The situation in the House of Representatives, the prospect of basically, and Kevin McCarthy is been criticized and attacked by the likes of Marjorie Taylor Greene and Paul Gosar and Matt Gaetz and others who don't think he represents where the party should be as speaker. So what? It's either going to be Kevin McCarthy or Nancy Pelosi.
It's, I think, pathetic.
Almost surely. Yeah, it is pathetic. I think it almost surely will be Kevin McCarthy. But we shall see. The Republican Party has its own splits with all kinds of heated primaries coming up. And there is this from CNN's Jim Acosta. Now, you may remember during the Trump era, no one was more outspoken, he was sort of Peter Doocy to President Trump, except without the charm. I think Peter Doocy actually does a good job, and he generally asks fair questions concerning President Biden. But CNN Jim Acosta characterized a new bad guy in town, a new dictator, a new threat to the Republic, as he would define it. And on CNN, he spoke about what is happening with the newly elected governor, newly installed governor of Virginia, Glenn Youngkin, the Republican. Listen, this is clip 12.
I seem to remember Glenn Youngkin campaigning in a fleece vest in Virginia. He was running as a different kind of Republican. I was told there was going to be a vest, not a Soviet-style police state across the Potomac from Washington.
Soviet-style police state across the Potomac from Washington? Not a little bit extreme? And then, speaking of a police state, there's no police state, not in Virginia, not in Washington, D.C. Americans need to calm down about some of this stuff, and maybe following one of the incidents that is worth noting from earlier this week was President Biden, who tries to keep hold of his temper most of the time. Remember, there was one point during the campaign where he lost it with ordinary people. He also does like Peter Doocy, who I mentioned before, Fox News reporter, son of Steve Doocy on the Fox and Friends. But in any event, Biden was caught on a live mic expressing his opinion much too candidly and crudely about Peter Doocy. That happened earlier this week on the live mic, and the original audio sounded like this. This is clip 5.
More inflation. What a stupid son of a.
Okay, basically, he was basically commenting on a question Doocy had asked about whether inflation was a political liability or an asset. And of course, it was meant as a sarcastic question. But he used that term, and then later on Fox News, Doocy said that after Biden made that remark and was broadcast, President called him to apologize. And here's what Peter Doocy said happened, which is clip 2.
Years of clips of the president and I kind of mixing it up on the campaign trail and during the transition and here at the White House, within about an hour of that exchange, he called my cell phone and he said, it's nothing. He said, nothing personal, pal. And we went back and forth and we were talking about just kind of moving forward, and I made sure to tell him that I'm always going to try to ask something different than what everybody else is asking, and he said, you've got to, and that's a quote from the president, so I'll keep doing it.
Okay, there was one thing that he said that he was a little bit upset about. I thought this was a very good line on the part of Peter Doocy. How does it feel to have the president call you a stupid son of a beep? And he said, well, you notice nobody fact-checked him on that comment. which is, and again, it provides him with a potential book title for when he will, as he inevitably will, write about his experience covering the White House. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. We will be talking coming up about these flyers blaming the pandemic on the Jewish people. Really? Yeah, really. And a response to that from various sources coming up on the Michael Medved Show.
Enough of him.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
On the Michael Medved Show. actually beginning on Christmas. We haven't covered it now because it hasn't become a national thing till now, but beginning on Christmas Day, there were various parts of the country where a so-called hate group that has now been identified distributed brochures, and I don't have one of the actual brochures, but there are pictures of them, and the brochures say on them every single aspect of the COVID agenda is Jewish, and it has a pentagram which is associated with Satanism and a Jewish star on one side, and then they have a list of prominent people who allegedly are responsible for controlling the COVID pandemic and all of the suffering and all of the horrors. And all of the names on that list are identified as Jewish. And they include people like Rochelle Walensky, who is the director of the CDC, who is in fact Jewish. Names of people like HHS Secretary Javier Becerra, and lists him as Jewish. He's not Jewish at all, and he has nothing Jewish about him. And I looked it up. He is a believing, active Roman Catholic. And in any event, it goes down, and there's a great deal of concern about this. It says in the New York Daily News, all the names were identified as Jewish or transgender. And by the way, Secretary Becerra of the Health and Human Services, no, he's not transgender either. The Miami Beach Police Department said it was aware of the flyers. Detectives are actively investigating to determine their origin. We've increased patrols in our neighborhoods and also at our religious institutions. There's no place for hate in our community. It will not be tolerated. These flyers are the kind that they put in a little plastic baggie with little rocks so they don't blow away, or so you just can't kick them away. You actually kind of have to pick them up and throw them away. And again, it's this is identified with a Springfield, Missouri is one of the cities. San Francisco is one of the cities that in Springfield, Missouri, local newspaper, this Christmas Day, some Springfieldians woke up not to presents, but to an anti-Semitic flyer. The flyers were left at the front steps of houses in central Springfield sometime during the night of Christmas Eve. What a great way to spend Christmas Eve. At least 24 flyers were found for several blocks in a neighborhood near the Bass Pro Shops. This is Springfield, Missouri. The anti-Semitic flyers attempt to tie the Jewish faith to false conspiracies about the COVID-19 vaccine. Now, initially, there had been some effort to tie this to QAnon because some of the material they were basically featuring was material that had been associated with QAnon. Since that time, it's been more clear that these flyers and are made up by a group called the Goyim Defense League. Goyim is the word in Yiddish, the language of Eastern European Jewry, to refer to people who are not Jewish. Actually, it comes from the word Goy is a word in Biblical Hebrew, which just means nation. It's when you talk about Goyim, you're talking about the nations of the world. And the idea being that somehow there is this secret cabal going on to actually torment and torture and oppress people and to build power. We even had a caller the other day who believed that Bill Gates was part of this. Bill Gates, by the way, not Jewish. I'd be proud if he were, actually. I think he's in many ways a somebody who has obviously achieved a great deal in his life and given a great deal of his wealth away for charity. But there's a headline in Florida today, hate group known as Goyim Defense League behind racist banners on Brevard County. They have a TV platform, apparently. According to the ADL, the banner display, which had banners about Jewish responsibility for COVID-19, the banner display last weekend was part of a December 18th challenge issued by the Goyim Defense League leader, John Medideo, to followers to participate in racist actions over the weekend. In a video calling for racist displays, Medideo promised whomever made the news would get $100 in the Goyim TV shop. In his video, Menendeo told the followers that these events were going to all feel good. By the way, the Goyim TV shop, I'm not eager to go there myself, but apparently they sell things like there's a history of the right white race called March of the Titans, and which features what they believe to be all these Aryan heroes. The president of the Anti-Defamation League was recently on TV talking about where we are right now. And he said, in part, I've never seen a moment like this, on a report that there are over 100 candidates for office who have open ties to extremism. Jonathan Greenblatt came on Newsroom on CNN to discuss a new report published by the ADL, Anti-Defamation League's Office on Extremism. And Greenblatt said that considering we're already living in a moment when we've seen a large rise in anti-Semitic incidents, double the acts of harassment, vandalism, and violence than we did just a few years ago. And then this weekend we had these anti-Semitic flyers drop in six different states. The European Union leaders today, according to the AP, pledged to confront the rise of anti-Semitism and Holocaust denial witnessed during the coronavirus pandemic on the eve of the annual commemoration of the liberation of Auschwitz. The European Council President Charles Michel said that the lessons of the Holocaust are now more relevant than ever. First, because Jewish people feel threatened, and they are threatened, he said. They are even attacked in Europe. Just because they are Jewish, we do not accept this. We will never accept it. He spoke at an online event organized by the European Jewish Congress. The point about this is Holocaust denial is crazy enough in the United States, but in Europe, where people's parents and grandparents were there, they witnessed it. There are films of the bodies, the idea that the Holocaust didn't happen when there were, for instance, not just 3 million, yes, 3 million Polish Jews, there are 3 million Polish Catholics who were liquidated by the Nazis. The entire thing is mad. 1-800-955-1776. We'll be right back on the MedFed Show.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The Fed Reserve is leaving interest rates unchanged for now. The Fed is signaling it will likely raise rates in March, the first hike in 3 years. As far as what those rate hikes mean to you, Mark Zandi is a chief economist with Moody Analytics. He tells CNN,
the higher rates, you know, they will start to bite. You know, already we're seeing the impact on mortgage rates. You know, if you go back a month ago, you could get a 30-year fixed rate loan. That's kind of the bread and butter loan for less than 3%, record low. Now it's 3.6, 3.7%, which is incredibly low by any standard except the recent period. But that's up a lot. So people can't refinance and it's going to get harder to buy a home at those mortgage rates. And we're still going to see credit card rates start to rise and other consumer auto loan rates start to rise.
New home sales jumping 12% in December. The median price was $377,000. USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Michael Medved show, one of the factors that I think creates this idea of the fear and the resentment and the horror that Americans have right now about the direction of our country has to do with the headline. It's actually a repeated headline. We've had it several times. Murders in U.S. cities near record highs in 2021. That's just last year. Wall Street Journal, U.S. cities are facing a sustained surge in homicides as police departments and mayor's offices tally up crime statistics for 2021 and launch new programs in 2022. Eric Adams, the new mayor of New York, is doing that in a particularly conspicuous way and launch new 2022 programs designed to curb gun violence. Several cities set new records for murders last year. Philadelphia, over 500. Portland, Oregon. Louisville, Kentucky. Albuquerque, New Mexico had their deadliest years ever on record in history. Philadelphia, the nation's sixth largest city, had 562 homicides, surpassing by far by 62 homicides, the 500 level record set in 1990. Criminologists and local law enforcement officials don't agree on the reasons for the surge in violent crime. Some cities cite the COVID-19 pandemic and its stress. Some point to what they see as frayed relations between law enforcement and black communities after police killings, such as that of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Others blame bail reform and moves in some cities to bring fewer prosecutions. Homicide rose by 4% in 22 major American cities through the third quarter of 2021. And it goes on. But part of it also is the general sense when you have so much talk and so many experts warning about oncoming civil war, and even reports about the increase in anti-Semitic incidents. Most of those incidents do not involve things like taking hostages. And we talked yesterday about a homeless individual who took hostages at knife point in several stores, in a Fred Meyer store in Burien, and a Target store in West Seattle. And this is different. The hostage taking in Colleyville, Texas was real. There was a gun involved. And people were held for 11 hours for the crime of trying to go to services on a Saturday morning. And it all gives rise to, well, this caught my attention, and I don't think it's gotten the national attention it deserves, is the Justice Department last week, Friday, charged a Texas man with publicly calling for the assassination of Georgia's election officials. And he actually did this on the day before the riot against the Capitol building. The case is the first brought by the Justice Department's Election Threats Task Force, an agency that was created last summer to address threats against election and election workers. Federal prosecutors accused the man, whose name is Chad Christopher Stark, he's 54, of Leander, Texas, of calling for, quote, Georgia patriots, unquote, to put a bullet right into the head of Georgia election official that the indictment refers to as Official A. Quote, Georgia patriots, it's time for us to take back our state from these lawless, treasonous traitors, Mr. Stark wrote, according to the indictment. It's time to invoke our Second Amendment right. It's time to put a bullet in the treasonous Chinese. And then he basically names Official A, who is not being identified in the indictment. Then we work our way down to Official B, to local and federal corrupt judges. Mr. Stark was charged with one count of communicating interstate threats. The Craigslist posting came at a moment of intense political pressure against election officials in battleground states. Mr. Trump had phoned Mr. Raffensperger, who was the Georgia Secretary of State, last year and demanded that he find nearly 12,000 votes to overturn Mr. Biden's victory in Georgia. The posting was published on January 5th, a day before the Trump-inspired crowd attacked the United States Capitol building in an effort to block Congress from certifying Mr. Biden as the next president. And there's much more, actually, about the threats against election officials, and particularly in Georgia. Is that something that shows enthusiasm? Or is it something that goes with the idea that mental illness and politics have become unfortunately connected? And this goes on all sides, And some of the mental illness that that you see is something we talked about with Professor Kevin Smith earlier this week. He's a professor at the University of Nebraska, and he basically looks at a survey that shows that political involvement has actually created and sustained some real health consequences for people. and that kind of health consequence includes depression, sometimes suicidal ideation, sometimes violence. And this also goes to some of the Jonathan Greenblatt was talking about the explosion of anti-Semitism, which is on all sides. It's not one side in politics or another. There's another story today. Robert Keith Packer was photographed wearing a black hoodie that said Camp Auschwitz on it. He's pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor. He was one of the people who stormed the Capitol building. It also bore the image, his T-shirt, his hoodie, of a human skull and the words, "Work brings freedom," which was the word on the top of the gate at Auschwitz, "Arbeit macht frei," work makes you free, as he joined the mob of that overran police and breached the building in an attempt to stop Congress from certifying Joe Biden's win in the 2020 election. The difficulty here is there are people who look at the photographs of people wearing Camp Auschwitz hoodies and say, well, they were just got a little bit excessive, but these are patriotic people who were trying to stand up for something. And again, is there anyone out there that wouldn't hold it against someone on any other cause, if they were proven by videotape to have attacked police officers? I mean, one of the things that certainly most patriotic Americans, and I mean people on the right and people in the center, I don't know if people on the left have the same sense of patriotism always, but for anyone with any decency or balance, the idea, it should be enough, no? To say that if you are going to be throwing things and battling with police officers, that's not a patriotic act, ever. Not if you're with BLM or you're with Antifa or if you're with Oath Keepers or the Three Percenters or the Proud Boys. 1-800-955-1776, our phone number. More on the Supreme Court appointment to come and other controversies on the MedVet Show.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833-654 pain.
The Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College promotes the principles of faith and freedom and equips the next generation of American leaders. Through bold opinion pieces, academic conferences on important topics, and examination of key figures and events in American history, the Institute and Grove City College stand apart from the indoctrination that's dominated much of higher education. The Institute for Faith and Freedom offers a brand new online course with scholar and historian Dr. Jay Cost on the mind of Madison in the midst of dysfunctional politics. The life and insights of James Madison can remind us of long-lost truths. What's politics supposed to accomplish? How should the people influence their political leaders? Go to faithandfreedom.com to learn more about their work and to take this new online course on the mind of Madison. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Michael Medved show, it is one of those things that's very gratifying to see that right now I believe, and I'm writing about this, that the most profound disagreement that underlies so many of the battles that we face in the political scene, the underlying disagreement, the underlying distinction has to do with whether we should look upon our country with pride and with gratitude, or look at America with shame and guilt. And when you look at the battle of over criminal race theory, I actually didn't mean to say criminal race theory, but I did. Critical race theory and a more honest, full, and contextual approach to American history, that's what that battle is about. It's what the battle over reparations, or really over preferential treatment and quotas and education elsewhere, has all come back down to that idea. Should we feel guilty or grateful for our country? And part of the reason that I'm so proud of this MedHead Plus offer that we've been able to make, which gives you access to all of our American history programs, all of them, to download whenever you want, to stream whenever you want. You can do that at a cost of 22 cents a day. I mean, it's pretty amazing. It's a low price, but high information and inspiration, I hope. Try it. Go to our website. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. Look at the history programs we have on offer. We're talking about generating some more and some new ones coming up. And join us. Become a MedHead Plus member, which also gives you access to this show 24/7, commercial free. Check it out at michaelmedved.com or Medved Plus, MedHead Plus at medvedhistorystore.com. All right, one of the things that is it seems to me important to get clear about this discussion that we're about to launch about various Supreme Court nominees. It's very, very difficult to make the case, and I don't think liberals ever made it successfully, that someone like Amy Coney Barrett or Neil Gorsuch is not worthy of being on the Supreme Court. You look at their background, and it, honestly, impeccable. And I didn't mention Brett Kavanaugh because the best they could do against him was an accusation from high school and an accusation from college, both of which I am convinced were totally false, that he denied completely, but that he got drunk at social occasions, apparently, or had something to drink, and behaved badly. The first charge against him was when he was 15. I mean, really, when you do that, what you're unable to actually acknowledge is that you're talking about someone with a remarkable record academically, a remarkable record of achievement, community participation. One of the things that was interesting was reading about Justice Breyer, who is from San Francisco and basically went to Lowell High School, which is the academically enriched advanced high school in San Francisco. And he was an Eagle Scout. Do you know that? And basically, he went through this entire lifetime doing a good job at everything he's been asked to do. And the fact that he is not, and he's no far-out crazy liberal, but the fact that he got almost unanimous Republican support in addition to unanimous Democratic support when he was confirmed after Bill Clinton appointed him, could we go back to that, please, a little bit? And recognizing the essential fact that the Supreme Court should not, repeat, should not be a political position. And I think that Justice Roberts has been very strong in trying to convey that. And when you look at a list of some of these black female judges that are apparently on Joe Biden's shortlist, judges like Judge Kruger, Leandra Kruger, who is on the California Supreme Court, and others, you again get the same kind of impression you could get from Antonin Scalia when he was nominated for the court, and he was confirmed almost unanimously, despite the fact that his conservative political and legal principles, his belief in originalism and the Constitution actually meaning what it says, that didn't disqualify him against Democrats until they had this horrible effort to disqualify Robert Bork, who was an outstanding human being, an outstanding legal scholar, and again, someone of unbelievably impressive background. And assuming that President Biden nominates someone who has no hint of scandal or corruption or wrongdoing, has nothing but glowing reports. Do you remember some of the people who testified who had known Brett Kavanaugh and known the good things he had done in his community and coaching his girls' basketball team and being just a very patriotic and decent American? Maybe, just maybe, both sides, but particularly the Democratic side, hoping for appropriate treatment for their nominee when that nominee comes forward, and hoping that that nominee is worthy of the words that I'm speaking now, we can move the whole confirmation process away from being a partisan fight fest. I mean, it's just pathetic. And this is an opportunity in the next couple of months, because I think the Democrats are going to try very hard to get someone nominated and confirmed so there's a 9-member court so that it is fully functioning, to get that done, maybe before the end of the session, Justice Breyer is going to, it is expected, terminate his participation. Meanwhile, don't terminate, investigate. There's a movie with just two actors in it, much of the time talking to the screen. That's remarkable. It's out on Blu-ray right now. Listen.
Now it's time for MedBed's Entertainment Minute.
Acclaimed actors James McAvoy and Sharon Horgan play a British couple struggling to keep their relationship alive in the face of a pandemic and a lockdown in the riveting drama Together, now on Blu-ray.
They've just announced the lockdown.
We're getting through this. I don't want to go back to normal.
And this remarkable film is far better than normal, with two superb performers seemingly trapped in their own kitchen over the course of more than a year and oscillating wildly between expressed hatred for one another and deep abiding love. With just two characters addressing the audience as if we were a visitor in their home, director Stephen Daldry, who previously created Billy Elliot, The Hours, and episodes of The Crown, avoids any hint of claustrophobia or gimmickry. It's rated R for loads of harsh language and vivid descriptions of death and suffering, but it's ultimately a profoundly uplifting film and probably one of the best of this year. 4 stars for Together. And it did make it onto my best of the year list. This is not a movie, but it's a worst of the year kind of story. The Black Lives Matter chapter in Washington, D.C. just expressed indignation that police officers who are shot in the line of duty are automatically treated as heroes. This after an officer was shot and wounded Sunday night in Northwest D.C. If you are making a sacrifice on behalf of public order and safety, isn't that heroic? We'll talk to a real American hero, Andy McCarthy, next time. Andy, former prosecutor and legal scholar and writer, on the mechanics of the Supreme Court appointment that is going to be preoccupying so many of our lives. We'll also be speaking of the Washington Policy Center about this new bill that would prohibit and fine any landlord for even inquiring about a criminal history. Why is that not relevant? Wouldn't you want to know you're not living next to some dangerous ex-con? You have a right to know, it seems to me, in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.